Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 14-day trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft.
The Shaft and Lethal Drive have teamed up to bring you the best Minecraft SMP experience in the world with lightning-fast custom control panels, expert support and sales team, all from an approved host of MinecraftForum.net. LethalDrive.com, the cutting edge in game servers. Get yours today at LethalDrive.com/theshaft. And be sure to use the coupon code THESHAFT, all one word.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled. And all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 77, recorded on April 9th, 2012.
I'm Brent Copeland.
That voice, it's so beautiful.
Sexy, I know.
I am Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton. And the house.
We got some beat and bag music, don't we, today?
Oh, the dying camel. So here we are, episode 77. 77. That was the year Star Wars came out.
It was. Yep. And Jaws, I think. You know, we would have... It's kind of weird we're recording on a Monday night tonight, because yesterday was Easter.
Yes, it was filled with finding Easter eggs in the world of Warcraft.
Yes.
We all did our Easter quests.
Oh, God.
Hey, that's all I did that day. What'd you do? You guys visited family and did some stuff?
Oh, yeah. Easter egg hunts, too much chocolate, way too many carbs.
I had two Easter egg hunts. I had church. I had all kinds of stuff. And then when I got home, I was a rabbit. And I ran around collecting eggs.
Nice.
Weird.
What is it? Karanos?
Karanos?
Yes.
Oh, you're talking about in a game.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there wasn't any Eastery. There's no Eastery things going on in Minecraft, though. Not officially, anyway.
No.
There's some Easter maps and things that people played, but I would have liked to have seen something official. In fact, from here on out, I want to see something official every single holiday.
Well, but, you know, the developers don't have all the same holidays we have.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this is one. Is this a universal holiday?
Yes and no.
I mean, I know that, you know, like Jesus and God and...
Yeah.
But bunnies.
I don't know.
Like, some people don't take bunnies as seriously as Jesus.
Yeah, I'm not sure that the Easter bunny is really an Eastern, you know, European thing.
Yeah, I don't know where the bunny really came from. It's because, like, Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead.
Well,
it's because what it really happens.
It's because rabbits are evil and they distribute evil little eggs.
Hmm. So yeah, stuff. maybe we're not talking about a Swedish holiday here.
And then you lost the eggs in the egg hunt for 3 days, and then 3 days later they. Okay, so
yeah.
So we got some sponsors here who had an Easter, possibly.
Sponsors,
possibly.
Do
on
we
a
wanna,
Monday?
Yes, we had three whole sponsors. We'll get to the official sponsors.
Okay.
These are the official singular cool
The really, really cool people. The best people.
Like Braden Long, Ragamuffin One Muffin, who says,
"Best podcast ever and glad to be supporting."
And G-Man0184, who says,
What was Brent's Twitter again?
That's at Brent Copeland. And then Crummy, who says, "Pax was awesome! I had a tattoo on my head." On my head.
Why did you have a tattoo on your head?
Because that's what you do in PAX.
Really?
Yeah.
Lydia was giving them out.
Really?
Yeah.
On people's heads?
Well, you know, Crummy's cool like that.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm kind of sad we didn't go to PAX just because we didn't get to meet Crummy.
I am too.
I know,
that would have been worth the trip.
Firefox went too. She went.
There's all kinds of good people.
There was a lot of people on Twitter. I was saying.
Dan Silvers was there. He was on episode 8 of Core Elements. He's from Lantana Games, and he was like, "I met a lot of Core Elements fans." I was like, "Really?
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty good."
Joe was there too, and Paul was there.
Yeah, Joe
and Ringo.
I'm just reading off the chat.
Joe Hills from Nashville,
and Rahi Talk likes caps lock.
Oh. That's cruise control for awesome.
Yes.
Swink. Speaking of awesome, Brent.
Is this where you talk about Netflix?
Yes.
Yes.
Netflix is awesome.
It saved me this week.
It saved me this week, too.
So I moved into my new apartment and didn't have, or actually I had cable, like coming into the apartment and was watching it. And then the guy came over to hook up my internet and he says, "Oh, we're going to have to turn that off. I can't just give you free cable." So he turned it off, and luckily I had Netflix, which is actually much cheaper than cable. So for $8, I get to watch all the TV, had all the shows for my kids, had a bunch of shows that I needed to catch up on. You know where I got that? I got that at netflix.com/deadworkersparty, where I got a 30-day free trial so I could try it out. And I think you should, too.
Excellent.
Go right now to netflix.com/deadworkersparty, and you'll listen to Wes tell you why he thinks you should go.
Yeah, because I went to a convention this weekend in Atlanta, but part of the deal for me doing this Easter weekend convention each year is I have to come back. And I leave the convention on Saturday night late and
drive
back. Wait,
you have to come back?
Yes.
If you didn't have to, you would just stay there forever.
I would stay there until Sunday, as opposed to coming back late Saturday night and getting up after 2 or 3 hours sleep in order to do Easter stuff. So to keep myself awake while I drive, what I would do is I would put on Archer episodes from Netflix on my phone, and I would listen to them while I was driving because I've seen them all. I know the visual gags.
Yeah,
you know?
I think I'm going to start watching that soon. I keep hearing you talk about it.
I know, that's cool and all, driving and watching a movie, but you know you could also listen to Audible on your drive.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
So you know how long I've been a subscriber of Netflix?
How long?
Since 1999.
Really?
Yep. It's just it's just the way I watch TV.
Wow.
You know? I mean, granted, for the first decade, they were only DVDs that they mail to you. Yeah. Of course, you can still get that service, but...
Well, that's a different service now.
No, it's all
tied
together.
They're changing
still.
It, though.
No, they're not. They changed their
mind.
What? They changed their mind.
Well, this deal here is for...
For the digital.
Digital.
Yeah. Well, see, this is the thing. If you get DVDs Blu-rays... If you get... And by the way, Europeans, yes, this deal is for you too. But if you get Blu-rays or DVDs on Netflix in addition to your digital subscription, okay, then you can have multiple accounts running the digital subscription at the same time. So I get two Blu-rays, I can have three accounts logged into my digital subscription at any point in time.
Not many
people know that.
Interesting.
But Audible, yes. Mm. Okay, so we've talked a lot about that. We've been...
Yeah, a little too much.
Yeah.
Except for you should go to netflix.com/deadworkersparty. Seriously, only 7 people did last month. That's kind of...
Oh, you're fessing up to that. Yeah, I was kind of surprised by those numbers.
Well, more than 7.
Yeah.
In 30 days. There's 30 whole days in that month, I think.
I know.
I think it's 7. Maybe it's not. Anyway, it's great stuff there. It's well worth it. Something else I'd like to...
Oh, yeah,
I'm fine. Did I mention how much I hate him?
You don't hate me. You love me.
I'm not talking to you anymore. I'm done with you.
Do you have some journey?
Well, we got something in the mail this week. This is my journey.
All right.
So I'll go ahead and read this. This could be considered a listener contribution, but it's going right up front. Because I had to journey to my mailbox to get it. It says, "Hey Shaft Podcast, I Steo." You might remember Steo, who gave us the pistons.
Yeah, here's my piston.
Which I used to have. Well, anyway, he says, "I am back with another new model. Crane Kill was not interested this time around. Sorry, Crane Kill. I guess we kind of upset you somehow with the last one."
Yeah.
He said, "We loved watching you play with the piston on the show and made all our friends watch it. get more friends because we need more subscribers. Give them to get Netflix too. He goes on to say, I'm eager to see these iron golems appear on the show too. I pulled an all-nighter designing these guys, but they turned out better than expected. Brent, be careful this time. I will be. I've already broken mine like three times, but they go back together really easily.
Oh no!
So the official name is the Iron Golem or Paper Golem. In this case, I also want to mention I design more than just Minecraft models and would love for you to request an original character for me to design. Each of you request one on the show, of course. I love filling requests. Thanks again for showing them last time. And be sure to search for my new Voodoo Curses. Love, Steo. Models can be downloaded at st30created.webs.com. P.S. Wes, I'm not sure if it's the real you on Skype, but if so, I do enjoy chatting with you. Yes. And would love to talk to everyone.
It is the real me.
So, well, crap, now I've got them all mixed up. You'll have to, wait.
Are you going to have to peek inside?
Let's see. This one is Eric's.
Did you take his head off?
I took his head off.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
To read the voodoo curse inside.
There you go.
So okay. It's a.
So what's
a
cool about these is there's actually.
Is that a button?
There's a. It's a switch. So you. Can
it's a kung fu. It's kung fu action.
That's cool.
So, and these are really cool. I mean, they're really solid. So they like stand up and really good
wanna,
stuff.
I do want to read my curse, but I don't want to take it apart.
So, what are we supposed to request? Like another Minecraft character, or
I don't know. That's
like
a tough
50
one.
Bucks? Is that no Minecraft characters? We got those.
I want Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. That's who I want.
That was a money reference, I think. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, these guys are cool.
I know. These
I want me. Is that
wrong? That would be kind of cool if we had like some little versions of us.
Yeah. Yeah, we would definitely like put them somewhere. That? Put them on a shelf. Yeah. I need to put these guys up somewhere. What about like what would a squid look like? Would
that be weird? I don't know. That would be kind of weird.
Are you going to play with it in water when you take a bath?
And
you got your bubbles in there.
Yes. Especially
in your My Little Ponies point. That you got from McDonald's.
Yeah. Yes.
You
all
mix
of them.
And match like that.
Uh huh. So I don't know. Do we want ourselves? I think that would be cool. Is that lame?
Well, yeah. You can request what you want. I requested myself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I guess I'll request myself.
Yeah. I want myself.
Yes. Because we want to all play with ourselves.
I love playing with
myself.
And
then we can have the golems come in and just kick our butts.
The golems? Oh, the golems.
Yeah, the golems.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, these are cool. Well, thank you very much for making these.
Thank you. These are cool. And one last thing. Well, I don't know. Maybe y'all have stuff y'all want to mention for Journeys. I figured we'd get through it since there's so much in the show. Is that a good way to?
Yeah.
But I've also printed. I got this new app where I can print out my Instagram photos.
Yeah.
Like it just means,
and you mean so, your Facebook pictures?
Oh, yeah. Facebook owns Instagram.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My Fistagram. Wait, that's a completely different site, I'm pretty sure. Yes. Anyway, so I know it's been taking forever to get the stuff mailed out to the Mindthon folks. I probably shouldn't even.
Oh, you're
that, right?
Messing up to it.
Oh, I have every other show. So, but I'm gonna put in some artwork in there with the extra. So, it's a thank you for not, you know, being too mad at me. I'm gonna put some stuff.
Cromie
in there
says
for
he
you.
Loves you.
I've got all the boxes. Like most of the stuff's in there. I just gotta tape them up and mail them. I think. It's been a busy month. I'm sorry.
It has. And
I love you too, Crummy, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, Brent's had it. He's had a very, very busy month. So, what does that mean?
I was just trying to do this.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
Beep 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 beep.
And in the news this week,
see. See, in the nose.
In the nose.
We got a caveat for Master Golly. It was a really slow news
really
week.
Really slow. And, you know, what's really cool is normally when we miss a show like Easter, we would have gotten here tonight and had, like, nothing in the dock. The dock would have been empty, and we'd be like, what do we want to do for the show? This is new. And it would have taken about 4 hours to look up stuff. But we got here, and it was all full.
Yeah.
Because we forgot to tell Master Golly that we may or may not be doing a show. And he had this all taken care of. So
he had us all ready
so
to go. There's a reason he is the Minecraft scribe.
There is.
Because he is a scribe.
So this first one here, Lydia and Mark attended PAX East, and so did a bunch of other people like Crummy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is that the news? Mojang's American representatives Lydia and Mark put in appearance at PAX East over the weekend, and although they didn't have a booth, they did have meet and greet sessions on all 3 days, handing out creeper tattoos and giving away Jinx swag. Bunch of new Jinx stuff out there. Anybody cool.
looking at purchasing at it.
Anything yet?
No, I haven't looked at it. Now I got to go look at Jinx.
Oh, like a creeper scarf. I think, right?
They're a new one. Yeah. The socks are on there now. You can get those on Jinx.
Oh, happy socks.
Yeah, the happy socks.
Crummy says that the Mojang people are really hard to find.
Well, there's only two of them, and how many, like, billions of people, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There's stickers now. The sticker packs.
The happy socks. There's a wallet and a belt.
Yeah.
Nice.
There's a belt.
Yeah. There's like a.
It's, oh yeah, yeah. I think that's been there though. The one with the sword.
No, it looks like
the diamond
Tetris pieces.
Oh, that's a bracelet.
Oh, that is a bracelet. Oh, it looked like a belt.
There's all a right. And did you see the new what is it? Kawaii? Is that like a Hawaiian kawaii creeper shirts?
I think it's kawaii. Like it's some kind of Japanese
thing. Yeah. So you can pre-buy the Legos, of course, and then get you a cobalt shirt and some scrolls. You know what? Also, Curse is now on Jinx.
Oh yeah, that's right.
They sell a bunch of different shirts on there. I thought that was kind of cool. So
kawaii means cute.
Yes,
cute.
That is,
and it is a cute creeper.
It
I might
is.
Have to get that for my daughter and me.
Kawaii. Hawaii?
Yeah, that's what I said.
All right, so the next one here, Notch finally comes up with a name for his space game, and it's OX10C, or O times 10 to the C-th power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To me, it seems like a memory.
It is. It's a memory address.
Memory address.
Yeah.
Is it? Oh, I don't know. I guess it is.
Yeah.
If we both say it is, it is.
Yeah, I think that's a memory address. And the funny thing was, is like one of the first things I heard about it was one of the famous video game business commentators was like, you know, oh no, Bethesda's going to be suing again.
Oh yeah, over this crazy name. So they said after Notch teased last week that he was going to name his space firing game. Our space-faring game, Mars Effect. This week, he revealed what the game was really going to be called. It was also revealed that the game, which was inspired by Elite, will be a free-to-play single-player. Oh.
I'm okay with that.
Single-player free. Okay, that's cool. But will most likely require people to pay a monthly fee for multiplayer. That's a cool business model. I like that.
Yeah.
Give that a shot.
That's good.
I watched him do some streaming this week, too. He was making cubes, and there's a editor in-game, just like Minecraft. So you're basically modifying the world. And he had the cubes texture mapped with wooden planks from Minecraft at one point. So I was like, all right, here we go. Minecraft in space.
Wood in space.
Yeah, but he said it was temporary. He was just messing around.
Yeah.
So anyway, looks cool.
Yogg's Cast is making their own game.
And this is neat. The first thing I thought of was like Penny Arcade. I was like, wow, everybody's making a game. And I like it. Yeah. I dig it. I think
Penny
it's really
Arcade,
cool.
They only did two installments on their five installment game, right?
I thought they did the whole thing. Did they not?
I don't think they did.
No.
And there's like, I mean, it's a huge thing these days for game developers putting up their ideas on Kickstarter, and that's what they're doing with this one.
Yep.
They're trying to get $250,000 and smackaroos to get, I forget what the company is, but there's a different, they're not actually
Winter Cool.
programming this. There's actually,
Winter Cool.
A company, I guess, called Winter Cool that will, and they have got an ultra cool name. We'll be making this game called Yogg Ventures. So go and get your wiki set up right now.
Yeah, you know, one of the things I was thinking about when I was watching this video and checking out all their stuff was, what's our game going to be like?
I don't know. What kind of game would we have?
I don't know. Because, like, everybody's making a game now. Do you see Al Lowe from Sierra is bringing Leisure Suit Larry back?
Well, they were talking about it. I mean, is there an actual Kickstarter yet, or are they just babbing about it? Okay.
Yep, there's a Kickstarter. I mean, it's crazy.
So maybe we just make some kind of game that's basically a rock, paper, scissors game.
That rock, sounds, paper, scissors, Vulcan, Spock. I mean, what is it? Lizard, Spock.
Sounds riveting.
Well, we do rock, paper, mustache now with my daughter.
Oh.
Mustache.
It's a long story.
Does mustache win all the time?
No. My daughter will make up different rock, paper, scissors, but it'll be like Hershey bar, crackle. It'll be like three different things, and she'll make up like different hand things.
Yeah.
And one of them was like this, and for some reason I kept holding it up, and so I started calling it mustache.
Yeah.
And she would get real angry at me because she'd be like rock, paper, and I'd go mustache.
Okay.
And she'd be like, no, daddy. It was funny to me.
It's pretty.
So now I can't play rock, paper, scissors without thinking mustache.
Okay. Sideburns.
Didn't y'all need to hear that?
Yes.
Yes. I don't know. What kind of game would we make? I don't know. What would you want? I would think I would kind of want it to be multi-genre. Like, I think
I'd want it to have blocks in it.
Yeah, I would definitely want multi-genre, too. Like, you have a racing section.
Yeah.
And then you have...
this is so
adventure,
lame.
Platforming.
Yeah.
I want it all.
This is actually
I
want
to go to
weird.
Space. I want a water level, even though I hate water levels. I want elevators, even though I hate them, but we'll make them really cool.
Yeah. The best elevators in any game ever.
Best you've ever seen in a video game.
And see, this is what, like, when I was doing the app stuff, which, you know, I should probably get back doing a. Grade that Shaft app at some point, but we were going to make one called Ride the Pig, and it was going to have three different games in it, one for each of us, and you'd be playing, like you'd be playing Eric in one, and playing Wes in one, and playing me in one.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so it was going to, and it was like you said, one was going to be kind of like that unicorn game, like where
you're
riding a pig and like shooting and blowing up stuff.
Oh,
but it's
right.
Just basically how far can you get. Then one was going to be like a mechanical bull like thing where you use the gyro to like try to stay on the pig.
Okay.
And then
the last one, I don't remember what it was. But it was some like kind of ride. Maybe a racing. Maybe something like that.
Okay. Like a trilogy of pig racing.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So, we could do something like that. Three rooms, you know.
Yeah.
Cool.
I like that.
I like it.
Cool.
So, but yeah, Yogscast is doing a game. Woo!
Yay! which I think is cool. The art looks great. It looks cool. It looks like it's going to be an adventure game. I hope they get the money to do it, and I wish them all good luck.
Yeah. They said it, and one other thing, it says it's going to be based on their characters from Shadows of Israfel. So.
Oh, right. Okay.
And Astragali's highlighting something and bolding it. So I guess we're supposed to say it.
Yeah.
Because we are nothing but puppets for Astragali.
So Simon and Lewis are also going to be stopping all their Minecrafting. They're going to quit completely and focus on this new game.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So
yeah, they're quitting Minecraft forever.
So get ready to watch that final Yogscast Minecraft video very soon.
So they're going to actually just let us do it all for them from now on.
Yeah.
They said there's no reason for them to do it. So just you guys go ahead and continue on. And here's the Yog box. Y'all can have it.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. It's going to be the Shaft box.
Yeah, the Shaft box. We're going to rename it a little bit.
And if you can't tell, we're a bunch of liars.
You couldn't tell from the fact that I was supposedly quitting the show last week.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hey, Wes didn't really quit.
I can't believe a lot of people actually believe that. And I was like, wait, did we actually say that? I was like, I didn't even, like, it was just in passing. We just like, you know, a quick little joke. And I didn't even think it was a funny joke. Particularly, and then anyway, so yes, this is not true either.
We're a bunch of liars. Yes. We're going to HE double hockey sticks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Simon Lewis are going to continue Minecrafting and doing Minecraft
for
videos.
At least a little bit.
Yeah. At least for another 6 weeks.
So, also, I guess Mojang is participating in a Reddit's AMA.
Cool.
Ask me anything. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
So the Mojanglers have been lining up on Reddit to answer questions in the Ask Me Anything segment of the site. Jens, Daniel, and Dinnerbone have been participating.
Dinnerbone.
More members of the team will be featured in upcoming AMAs, so it's a good chance for Minecraft fans to ask those burning questions that have been bugging them. And amongst these questions asked of Jeb, are there any plans to introduce vertical redstone? His response...
It's not a priority, but it won't be ruled out.
Now get to the Java.
Which means we'll get cool ferret pets in the next patch and not vertical redstone.
Yes.
But that's okay, because cool ferrets are cool. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Listener, 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 come
dun, dun. All right, dun dun.
Is your golem having his way with that computer?
It's like a seesaw.
That's what you call it. I was going to say Sibian, but listener contributions from Matt from Southampton, England. One of the great things about vanilla Minecraft is its simplicity, and I'd like it to stay that way. I'd rather that people use mods to add extra things if they want.
I'm sort of 50-50 on that. I think that the people who design the game can put whatever they want in it.
Sorry, what's going on? I'm totally playing with my my paper golem. I didn't hear anything.
I started something wrong in the chat. Don't ask your parents that word. please.
Yeah. I don't know. How do you guys feel? Do you like the extra stuff? I mean, I don't know. I kind of like the enchanting tables. It's neat.
I think right now it's too late to really go into this mode of, okay, everything's going to be mods after this. Maybe once they get the API and stuff. But it's like I've always said that I've wanted it to kind of go reverse. Like, take out all these advances that they've put in and let you kind of check and choose, click and choose what you want. Okay, I want zombies. I want skeletons. I want ghasts. If you wanted to go that far. But, you know, that's a lot of, like, options to be in, like, a game.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let the creators come up with what they consider the base game.
Yeah.
Hopefully you like it.
Base.
And if not, maybe you can find a mod that takes out
the Well, you can always use your version loader. If you want vanilla Minecraft, you can have it.
Yeah, go back. That's true. So, I mean, that's the coolest thing about it. I mean, you can't do that with any other game.
Nope.
I mean, try to do that with WoW. You can't go back before the Cataclysm, right?
Well, you can. It's just illegal.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess so, huh?
But you get lots of fat loots when you kill Hogger.
Yeah. Fat loots. Hogger.
but yeah, you're right. You can totally rewind the game and get an older snapshot and play, and it's totally legal. It's fine to do. They encourage it.
Do they really encourage it?
Yeah, by leaving the snapshots on
It just seems odd. Jeb's like, really, you should go back and play the very first.
I mean, I guess in that sense, they're not asking you to do it or anything, but they're allowing you to. So. Yeah, maybe.
Okay, our next question is from Richard. And he says, okay, so there are a bunch of zombies on pigs riding towards you, armed with beef to hit you with, and you try to kill them with TNT, but they fly away. What would you do? Quick, Eric.
They're armed with beef?
Yes, what are you doing?
Hit me with?
Yes.
I would
start. They're flying away. What are you going to do?
They
totally got away.
I would.
Man.
You let those eat their weapons.
You let the zombies on the pit.
I would let them fly away.
Yeah.
They're not trying to hurt me. I would take a lasso and I would loop it around their arms and I would yank them close to me and start eating.
Not a soul net?
Yeah. I'll save that for the really big beef. Beating monsters.
Oh, why God. What's beef? Going on? Yeah.
Let's, why are they
Can you show me in this Word doc where Eric was touching you? Sorry. Something's not happening right. Something is definitely wrong. Okay. So, Wes, what would you do?
I
Too
would...
slow.
They got away.
What are you talking about? I gave him like a minute.
Well, we have to give Eric a minute sometimes on questions. Okay, what would you do? Too slow. Your turn, Eric. This is a fun game.
I would eat the beef.
No, Wait. Ask him.
Oh. Okay, so what would you do, Wes?
I'd throw Eric at them.
Oh, okay. That's valid. That's good. What do you think?
Too slow. Okay, from Eric, questioner 11. Is this you?
What?
Is this you?
Eric, questioner 11.
You don't have to write
one.
In with fake names when you want to ask us questions. I have recently been making Minecraft videos. I knew it was Eric. And I have been wanting to play Minecraft music in the background. These songs are part of the game. Literally, I extracted them out of the Minecraft jar. I was just wondering if I could get in trouble for playing the Minecraft music in my YouTube videos.
Oh. So...
Wait.
Okay.
We're not lawyers.
Yes.
We need to explain that before anything that comes out of any one of our mouths right now.
There you go.
I think. I don't know.
We're not lawyers and don't do what we say, but we'll give you our opinions.
Yes. Right? These are non-validated opinions based on having messed with some of this stuff in the past.
Right.
I
would think as long as you were using, correct me if I'm mistaken, guys, but as long as you're using Minecraft music in a Minecraft video and Notch has given permission to use all in-game footage.
All assets, yep.
You know, F4 Let's Plays and things like that, it should be fine.
Yeah,
and
should permission be totally fine.
Yeah, I think in the case of the music for Minecraft, as long as you aren't ripping the music and selling the files themselves as music, hey, come buy the Minecraft songs from me for 10 cents a piece.
Right.
Then I think you're pretty okay.
I would even go so far as to say, as probably if you were using them to promote another game, like let's say you took the Minecraft music and used it in a WoW Let's Play, I would say that would be bad.
Yeah, that would be weird.
Yeah, I'd say go ahead and use it.
No. Don't do it.
They didn't explain why. They just say on their websites, go ahead and use it. Just don't rip it. Just don't steal it. Just don't. Yeah. Like, they don't want you to sell the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's just, again, that's just my opinion. I could be wrong, and I could be get you into a lot of legal trouble. Believe me, I've been in some legal trouble in the past with all this Minecraft stuff. But they've always been cool, and it's always worked out, I think, in our favor.
Yeah.
And in theirs. I mean, that's...
And the easiest thing you could do is you could send them a letter and say, hey, can I do this? And they might answer.
Yeah. Now, if it's a Minecraft video, they say you have no issues there. Go for it.
Yeah. Cool.
That isn't an opinion. That's a fact.
Speaking of things you shouldn't rip and share, audiobooks.
My pants?
Audiobooks.
Oh. Yep. But if you want to listen to some audiobooks, you can get a free 30-day trial from Audible.
30-day. Did I hear that correctly?
Yes, you did 30 days, not 14. Used to be 14. Not anymore. 30 days.
Yeah, we actually got in trouble because we kept saying 14, I think.
Yeah.
Way past the 30.
And there's more than 100,000. There are more than 100,000 downloadable titles. And you get a free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft. And get a free audiobook.
Did we mention last time that Hunger Games is available?
That was one of the first books I mentioned. Did you know that?
Long ago.
When we first started doing Audible trials, I brought up the Hunger Games.
Yeah. I still haven't seen the movie.
I haven't either.
I have.
Did you like it?
It wasn't as good as the book.
Yeah.
But I haven't actually read or listened to the book yet. But I know that for a fact.
Because it's a movie of a book. Because
it's a movie of a book.
Yeah.
It was way too much hype. It was, you know, for, you know, an hour and a half or whatever. It was, you know, whatever. It was free. Like, you can't get mad at a free movie, right?
Yeah.
Someone else paid for me to go watch it.
Yeah.
Hey, it was worth that hour and a half time.
Yeah.
Would it have been worth, like, $50 if I had paid for it with my wife to go? I would have rather gone spit the $50 on some drinks in the lounge and just sat there and talked.
My wife just finished reading all three of the books, like in a week.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Not on Audible, though. She should have listened to them on Audible.
Yeah.
She could have gotten a free Audible trial if she went to audibletrial.com/theshaft.
Nice. I agree.
She should have done that.
Yes, she should have.
I hear a chicken.
Cock.
Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Oh, was it?
No.
Excavation station.
Okay.
You know, we tried something this week. I don't know if it took off or what, and I don't even know how to find it. But apparently someone was trying to do excavation station hashtags.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I don't know if it worked, though. We've got... it's just a conversation about it.
That's a really long hashtag, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, but who cares? Yeah. It makes the idea shorter.
Hey, good. Right? I like it. Yeah, yeah.
They're like, water.
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 Hey, James Ford, we agree. We'd love to have Tobuscus on the show. You should tell him to give us a call.
Yeah, tell him. All right, the first thing we have here is alligators in swamps. Submitted by Ghost954. Hello, Shaftez. I think alligators should spawn in swamps because I think they need to be more unique and dangerous like it normally would be.
I think you should be in danger of dysentery every time you go into a swamp.
It's Oregon Trail.
Well, we've had this before. basically biome-specific creatures.
Yeah.
So, yes, we agree.
Scorpions in the desert.
Yep.
Scorpions in the desert. We just got a tweet in from Lawrence McNally, who has an excavation station idea for, does this thing work?
Okay.
Okay, so that's not really an idea.
It does not.
It apparently does not work.
Yes.
I should have read that
horrible
first.
Horrible idea.
Thanks.
Yeah, your idea is not good.
Yes.
But see, we can do this live now, right? That's awesome. That was...
brilliant
stuff.
Okay, so the next one here is bottling milk and chocolate milk, submitted by JAH007
James Bond
James H. Anyway, so I think there should be you should be able to put milk in a bottle. Also, you should be able to put the milk into a brew stand, add cocoa beans, and make chocolate milk, which would make you immune to poison and poison effects for a certain amount of time.
Yes!
I think that's cool.
What's going on over there, Eric?
I don't know. I just livened it up a little bit. I was getting excited. I love it. So
this idea sucks! So, the worst idea I've ever heard!
So the milk cancels the toxins, right? The acid, right?
Specifically the chocolate milk.
Yes.
No, that's not what chocolate milk does.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know.
It makes you fat.
It does. Isn't it like...
it covers up the fact that the milk you're drinking is nasty.
I thought it was supposed to like counteract something. It's like anti-acid or something. Like,
no.
If you get bitten by a rattlesnake, you're supposed to pour chocolate milk on your wound.
But if you get stung by a jellyfish, you're supposed to pee on your leg.
That's right.
And then drink it like chocolate milk.
Yes. So if you
and I'm not a doctor, so don't sue me when you do that and die from dysentery or something.
Just like if you eat
pink eye,
if you eat pizza that's too hot and it burns the roof of your mouth, you're supposed to pee in it.
No.
And you're okay. Let's move on.
And Estragali says in the document that milk is an antacid. It can be used if you get gasoline on your skin.
Oh. I need that. I have gasoline on my skin. It's been burning all day.
Yes.
With my eyes.
That's what I meant.
That's what friends are
for. So our next one was submitted by Herobrine, and it is a reason to be afraid of Friday the 13th. He says, I would really love it if on Friday the 13th that really weird and freaky stuff would happen, like blocks would randomly disappear, eggs would fly around everywhere. That's scary.
Oh.
People would randomly die, and I would rise out of my grave.
Is
you're
this
dead?
Like in real life or in game?
In game.
Okay, good, because that would be kind of mean.
And then he says, remember me when you see me in your nightmares.
See, and I was just thinking about, in my Netflix queue, I just put Saturday the 14th. Do you remember that one?
Yes.
So I'm going to watch that tonight.
Oh, I love Saturday. Yeah. It's awesome. Best little campy movie. Okay.
So the next one is from 2'7" Ninja. 2'7". That's tiny.
It is.
It's not even one block high.
Yeah. It's like as tall as a paper golem.
So, we got bouncy mushrooms.
Bouncy mushrooms.
Wouldn't it be amazing if the tops of giant mushrooms were bouncy? So basically, if you fall onto a giant mushroom, you would experience no fall damage and be bounced up 4 blocks in the air. The only way to stop the bouncing would be to hold shift as you hit, but still no fall damage. I like it.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Would you? Well, so you would continue to bounce forever if you didn't hit shift?
Yeah. Sit there and bounce. Bong, bong,
yeah.
Bong,
but when you slow down...
If physics were real...
Physics
real. Are real.
Not in Minecraft.
Harry Potter does ride a broom. It's true. Story! Mob traps. This was submitted by James Ford, who says, I think that we should be trapped instead of wasting your sword or whatever way people... I can do it, too. No, really. Kill mobs. You can have a 3-block high wooden. Wait, did we already read this one?
Some
yeah, whatever. Okay, so
He's in the chat room.
Oh, wait, he's in the chat room.
Yeah.
Okay, so James Ford says, I think that there should be traps. Instead of wasting your sword or whatever way people kill mobs, you can have a 3-block-high wooden cage where you can put grass or something in the cage and have a mob walk in and die. That's awesome.
So, yeah.
So
a craftable trap of some kind that kills a mob.
Oh, okay. So it kills them instead of trapping them. Because it says a 3-block-high wooden cage.
Right. But it kills them.
I mean, some lava would kill something, you know?
Yeah. No, I mean, they're obviously mob-killing things. You know, I mean, you can make lava blades and cactus traps and all kinds of stuff. But he's saying you ought to be able to make a cage.
Oh, I see. So you basically put it in the ground, and then when they walk over it, right?
I think that's a better way. That's what I was thinking.
I think
like the old timing.
Yeah, like a bear trap or
something. Sticks over it, and yeah. Then really you fall in by accident, and then you're like, oh no, the bear's gonna fall in and eat me later, and the spike sticking up.
Yeah. Okay, I see. Yeah, sure. I think that would be more fun. That would be amusing.
Fine.
I think they should fall into a hole and just starve to death and slowly die over like weeks.
That's horrible.
And then not be able to log out. Right. They're stuck in their pit trap.
Right.
And then every time they log out and try to log in, it's nope, you're stuck.
I mean, you can still drink the rainwater, so you can still technically live for like a month before you die from starvation. That's a trap.
Okay.
What about if you had chocolate milk with you?
Well, then you can get rid of all of your poison. Pea-flavored chocolate milk.
That's gross. Nasty, Eric.
That is nasty. All right, we're done with that, nasty. And let's get on to this new thing, Brent.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh, my God. It's so intense.
Ah, it's very intense.
All right, people. What do we have on this segment? Have some sightings, some cool stuff we've seen around
here. So first, we've got a mod by Uncle Mion. Uncle Mion. It adds two potions to the game, the Potion of Embiggening, which makes you 4 times your normal height, and the Potion of Downsizing, which makes you 1/4 of your normal height. Also, in SSP, you can adjust the size
potion
of both yourself.
Potion of Downsizing.
Yep.
Didn't Yahoo just use that potion?
I think so.
Got rid of 2,000 employees. Anyway, go ahead.
And so, and plus in single player, you can adjust the single player survival. You can adjust the size of both yourself and mobs between 1/8 and 8 times. And we'll have a review of the mod linked in the show notes.
Yay! Mod in the show notes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that guy. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Yeah. Mod in the show notes. It's a weird day. Sorry.
It is a weird
day. Yeah. Sighting. Let's hear that bumper again. Sighting.
Sighting.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
Uncle
what's
Cracker.
What's going on?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
So we also have the Saber mod. This is brought to you by the Brigitte Brothers.
Brigitte Brothers.
Who created the Saber mod, which adds lightsabers and colored armor. Yeah, lightsabers!
Yeah.
To Minecraft, along with new crystal ores to make them ruby, emerald, topaz, amethyst, jet, and power crystals. That's awesome.
And by the way, okay. Astrogali, who is Corusus? I don't know who this is.
Who is Corusus?
Is there a reason I should know Corusus?
Oh, yeah, you were asking me that before the show. Okay.
Well, somebody named Corusus has made 4 mods, and they're compatible with 1.25. And the first is called Move Plus, and it's all about doing extra parkour stuff. So there are new jumping and movement capabilities, and wall jumps, dodging, stuff like that. And you got to have mod loader follow these, by the way.
Oh, okay.
And the second one's called Auto Farmer. And basically what this is you stand there, and while your crops grow, if they grow and then, like, shed their stuff,
mm-hmm.
you soak it up to 4 blocks away.
Oh.
So basically it's like a mob trap for... It's a mob grinder for farming stuff.
Weird. Okay. For harvesting.
Then you got Particle Man, And what this
Particle Man.
And this one's SSP only, and you can pull and control fire and redstone particles with the aid of a particle glove. Is that like a power glove, like a Nintendo power glove, do you think?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool. So you can pull fire from nearby torches and then blast it outward and set fire to mobs and trees. Just what the world needs. More ways to make fire.
This is excellent. I like that. I like the sound of that.
And then redstone particle manipulation is for defense. You blast a stream of redstone to push mobs away from you or create a shield from redstone particles to protect you.
Crazy.
And then the last one is weather and tornadoes.
Oh, yeah.
Not enough danger in your Minecraft for your liking? Here's the mod for you. It adds storms with 5 levels of intensity. The mod creates natural spawning water spouts, tornadoes, and hurricanes. And, of course, it tears up the landscape.
Excellent.
Get it now with Mod Loader.
Nice.
And Choruses.
I've been wanting to do, like, a tornado video for a while.
Tornado video?
Yeah.
The tornado mod.
Like slow motion tornadoes, just tearing everything up. It'd be cool, huh?
You're a destructive person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tornadoes!
Okay. So Crummy's telling me that's a special ad from Crank Yankers.
Oh, yeah, it is. That was special ad. Oh,
okay. Was that pretty good? Did I do it right then?
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, anyway. Wow, so that was really cool. So that was a bunch of mods for sightings instead of videos. That's a change. We're changing it up.
Yep.
Actually, Astrogali's changing it up.
Yep.
He's the master.
Yeah, he's the puppet master.
He's the puppet master. He does whatever. No, we say whatever he writes.
I know.
We're the puppets.
Yeah, he's the puppet master.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah. Yes.
You're brilliant.
Yes, yeah, see? I just have to talk these things through sometimes. Oh, okay.
He was kind of getting cocky in the chat room earlier. It was pretty funny. He's like, they say what I tell them to.
And then we messed that up.
We totally did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, anything else here? We want to do some shout-outs or anything?
I think someone needs to knock on something.
We got something to say?
I keep shooting her by accident.
Come in. Wow, she's knocking really hard today.
Housekeeping!
Oh!
An iron golem maid.
Stay
Muppet.
Out there. Come back later.
We're having Muppet for dinner.
Housekeeping!
You remember that? Did you watch The State?
Yes.
The State. When they had Muppets?
Yes.
How do you catch Muppets?
Watch. Near. Doodle far.
Oh, yeah.
Grab it. Good stuff. Anyway, so we got a note here. Which one are we reading? There's a lot of text. It just appeared. Okay. I got it. A request from Astrogali. Hey, listeners, please, can we have more listener contributions in the submission form? Pretty please, with sugar on top. I got an idea. How about you all write poems about Astrogali for the next episode, and the best one will win a Brick Force key.
Okay. Great idea.
Actually, the top 30 will win a Brick Force key.
There you go. So basically, send one in and you'll get a key.
And just to give you some fodder, Astrogali says, oh, God, no.
There you go. There's some fodder for you. So work that in there. And, it's been an excellent show. Crazy.
Yeah, it has been.
No guests.
No guests.
But next week we'll have some guests.
We will.
In fact, we're going to have like 40,
do we know yet?
20 people in
I
here.
Believe it's the person who's doing China.
Oh, cool.
Beijing. Wait, who?
I don't know. A friend of Joel's. Joel sent him our way.
China?
Doing Project 98 or something.
How do you do China? What are you talking about?
He's remaking like China in Minecraft.
The biggest.
Project something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I hope he's not listening to the show.
Oh, yeah. We talked about him about a month or two ago.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to be on the show.
And I've been on his server, and it's amazing.
And then is the 22nd after that week? Yes.
Yeah.
And we will have Kupo on the 22nd.
Yay!
Yay.
So, as you know, we had to reschedule her, so that'll be great to finally get her in there. So, yay.
And then after that, we'll have Astrogali on to read all his poems.
Sweet.
Oh, that's awesome.
All the show is going to be. He's going to read every single poem in different voices, a different voice for each poem.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And probably a different Astrogali, piece of clothing removed.
Do Stephen Fry. Do Hugh Laurie. Do Mitchell and Webb.
And also, so it'd be cool. I guess people we still want to get on is like Toby Turner.
Yeah.
Seth Bling on here, get Disco on here.
Seinfeld.
Yeah. Olivia Munn, I think she wants to come on the show.
President Obama, I think, is going to make an appearance.
Yeah.
He really wants to get that Minecraft contingent.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Also, you know, Twit, Leo Laporte, his studio is now in Minecraft. They have a live Twit Minecraft server. It's mc.twit.tv. If you want to go invade the Twit studio
and put up signs that say "Listen to the Shaft," don't go do that.
Go check that out. I'm going to go check that out probably tonight, or I'll be there this week at some point. I need to go check it out. So that's it.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
It was
real special.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
That was special.
So that was the wrong button.
Yeah, weren't you supposed to put some bed music in there or something?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we've already ended it now.
I know. You know, the chat room was suggesting they were our guest this week.
Wouldn't that have been
guests? Yeah.
The chat room were our guest. The chat room were our guest. The chat room were our guest. Our guest.
Dead Workers Party Network! Look at me! I'm on the shaft!